Are you ready to come to Congress with me? Are you ready to bring change to Washington?
Well, this is a major upset. I mean, when Moulton beat Tierney, that was the first time an incumbent had beat, you know, a party had lost in a primary 20, 25 years. So now this has now happened twice in, what, 4 years?
Yeah. What was and I think turnout really helped Presley. I heard reports that turnout was really high tonight in Massachusetts. I think they did a really good they gambled with trying to get high turnout, but I think it paid off for them really well.
Yeah, I haven't seen the exact Boston numbers. I heard low reports early in the day on Tuesday, but it appears obviously that the city has come out, and that's a major upset.
Oh yeah.
You know, when we polled that race,
it was 10 points.
Capuan, 9 points.
But that was before the Globe endorsement. That wasn't before the Healy endorsement. So, I mean, things change. And I think primaries. Yeah, so
was that before the second debate as well?
Exactly. She killed it in the second debate. I mean, I don't know.
She really did. I thought she ran away.
Someone that was barely, like, pretty neutral in this race, he did really well in the first one. She did really well in the second one.
Well, I just thought in the poll that we looked at, it was still, he was only at 39%. And any time an incumbent is that below 50% means that they're vulnerable. So that means, hey, the voters they're waiting, they're looking. They weren't committed to him. And so I'm not shocked by the Presley win, but it's a very impressive performance, obviously.
Yeah, and there was a large, I think 33% were still undecided when we took that poll. So, you know, I think in the last few weeks of this election, she probably really just were able.
And that's when most voters
able to get a lot of those votes.
Yeah, they'll make up their mind because they already knew who Capuana was. And so they said, hey, I'm still looking at other, you know, candidates and seeing what's out there.
I think that primary voters may be a little bit more flexible or a little more elastic, I guess, in terms. So, like, partisan voters, right? Like, it's only a few independents you're playing with. But with primary voters, they can change very quickly, is my impression or my understanding anyways.
Well, look at the fella down in – who was running in Florida? He was in the governor's race.
Oh, Gillum.
Green, yeah. He's the fella that dropped, like, $30 million in 3 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden you see a guy comes out of nowhere and was up to, you know, mid to high, you know, teens, maybe in the low 20s. And then he realizes he's not going to win. He pulls all of his ads. And now he drops down to 8-10 points. Where does the rest of that vote scatter? Because obviously, to your point, Cole, maybe those voters are a little elastic and they're looking and they're, oh, I'll go with Green. I can do it. So,
because they're not defined by ideology or partisanship, right? They're just defined by a candidate. So that can change pretty fast. I mean, to me at least.
Sure. That's, big upset there in Boston. What do we think about what's next?
So my idea, or what I think we should do next, is Iowa, because there hasn't been a lot of polling yet. And I think that the governor's race will be really telling to see if, like, Iowa's gone, like, you know, complete red, or if it's still a kind of a purple state, because Trump won it by more than he won Texas by in 2016.
What did he win, by 9 points?
9 points, exactly. So it's interesting to me that it went, you know, from Obama winning by 10 points in 2008 to Trump winning by 10 points in 2016. So I don't know if it's gone that red, or if it's really just that, like we said earlier, that elastic. So it'd be really interesting to see if the Democrats can win the governorship there.
I'm excited with this big Medicaid issue going on in Iowa. I think just today, Hubble, who's the Democratic candidate, is calling it a disaster, while Reynolds is saying that they're on the right track. So these two kind of butting heads, especially on such a hot issue in Iowa right now, I think is going to be really interesting to see how the polls come out.
So do you think, Kelly, that it's going to be mainly on, do you think it's going to come down to healthcare, like, the as the main issue for Iowa?
I think it could. I mean, already, like, there's been a good amount of campaign ads. I know Hubble released one, and the last line is, people are dying.
Ooh,
so it's already, like,
that's
very,
intense.
Very dramatic. Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting. But, you know, I don't think that she's incredibly polarizing, which I think could be good. You know, that girl, Molly Tibbetts, who the young woman who was killed by an illegal immigrant, you know, people have been really politicizing that issue, and she has come out and said, this is a horrible tragedy and I'm going to focus on policy. And I think that response was very respectable. And I think kind of shows that she's not someone who's going to immediately go for the very, very far right idea.
That's Kim Reynolds, I assume.
Yes.
Yes. No, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that
makes she was only appointed, so she hasn't had a chance to be elected yet as governor. All right, so Iowa, we'll do the governor's race there. You know what's interesting is that the first, third, and fourth districts, even King's district, is being talked about as competitive. I guess we'll wait until Monday. We'll find out about Iowa.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.